Hello, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. I'm running into the same problem I have for years, actually. Kind of think I'm at the end of the rope with it. I got billed again. I'm supposed to be on a every other month type deal. And here lately, it's like every 2 weeks I get a bill, or I mean, I get charged and can't do that anymore. The name is Michael Mullins. Let's see if I can pull up my account info here. Bear with me. I'm sorry about that. I should have had that handy.
It's okay, no worries.
Well, let me ask you, what is it exactly you need?
Well, can you confirm the address associated with the order?
19090 Lexi Drive, Abingdon, Virginia, 24210.
And finally, the email address.
MullinsSat@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. And I see that this is in regards to your Star Trek Starships collection. And I see that you're on the once every 8 weeks shipment frequency, with your next billing date being July 21st.
Yeah, but I just got billed for one.
Yes, sir. Your most recent shipment was $18.41. The order was sent over to the warehouse for fulfillment on May 26th. And I'm checking on the status of the shipment.
Yeah, but I just got a new charge. I just got hit for a new charge.
Yes, sir, I understand. It may be that it took a little while for the order to ship, and that's what caused it.
I can look back on my records. I've already paid for it once, so it's not that one. That one's paid for. This has happened before. What happened is, I don't know if it's a glitch in the system, somebody not paying attention or whatever. Every time I receive a shipment, it kicks it back to once a month. So I get a bill, or I get charged for once a month.
So let's see here. What's going on is that your orders are being sent over to the warehouse. Like, say, for example, we'll just look at March. On March 30th, your order was sent to the warehouse for fulfillment, and you had a pre-authorization of $18.41 on March 30th. But it wasn't until April 5th that that shipment actually shipped. And when it shipped, that $18.41 actually became an actual charge rather than a pre-authorization. And then on May 26th, the same thing occurred. There was a pre-authorization, which means that your money is still at your bank. It's just on hold. And then the order didn't ship out until June 4th. And on June 4th, that's when the pre-authorization actually became an actual charge and the money was sent to our company. So I can see how it looks on your end, like you're getting charged every 2 weeks. But really what it is the pre-authorization, either the pre-authorization falls off, and if it does fall off, then the charge shows up again and it makes it look like it's a brand new charge when in fact, it's really just the charge from that pre-authorization. And it can be very confusing when it's done like that, when the warehouse takes a while to ship things. And I apologize for the confusion.
Okay, so this latest one, you're sure that's for the shipment that has been shipped that I should receive at some time in the future.
Oh, yes.
And
The most recent charge, was for the shipment that shipped out on June 4th. I don't know that there would be much tracking information available for it as of yet. It says the U.S. Postal Service says it arrived at the shipping partner facility and USPS is awaiting the item as of June 6th at 4:52 p.m. in Mapleton, Georgia. And I could send you the tracking information via email if you'd like.
No, I'm sure I have that in my email currently.
Okay.
It's throwing me quite a bit here with that because I can look back on the PayPal and find it. I'm looking in my bank as we speak, and I can't seem to find it in the bank. So maybe you know, it's working exactly like you said, but it is very confusing.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely confusing when you have a pre-authorization that is there, so it looks like you got a charge, but then if it falls off and you don't realize it, when it falls off, you again gain access to those funds. But then if the charge shows up a week or two later, then it looks like you got charged twice, but really it was only just the one charge because the item actually finally did ship.
All right. Well, I certainly understand what you're saying. I just, you know, I do hope that's the case. Thank you for clarifying it for me. I can't seem to locate it, the previous charge, because like you said, it probably fell off. But if I have any other questions, I'll be sure to call and try to get worked out then.
That sounds good. Sounds good. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
That's all. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.